Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The Hamilton and Jefferson County Agriculture in the Classroom team is collaborating with Franklin County to host an engaging 3-day Summer Ag Institute June 3rd through the 5th. This event will feature 2 days in Jefferson County and 1 day in Franklin County, where participants will enjoy informative field trips and hear from esteemed speakers, including representatives from the Illinois Pork Association and the Illinois Ag in the Classroom, and so much more. Upon completion of this enriching experience, teachers will receive 22.5 professional development hours for a nominal fee of $25. If you are interested, please contact the Hamilton County Farm Bureau. The Hamilton County Farmers Market will begin May 28th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's located on Route 14 at the corner of Jackson and Randolph, which is right across from Subway in McLeansboro. We are now accepting vendors. 4-H will be set up with lettuce, radishes, onions, canned goods, and baked goods for this opening week. Please come out and get you some goods. The Hamilton County 4-H Foundation will host a pork chop dinner fundraiser, which is open to the public. It will include a smoked pork chop sandwich, potato side, vegetable side, and a dessert. This will be Monday, June 9th, serving from 4 to 7 p.m. It's a drive-through only event at the 4-H food stand at the fairgrounds at 805 West Randolph Street in McLeansboro. Tickets are $12 in advance, $13 at the door. Tickets may be purchased from any 4-H member or at the extension office in the courthouse basement. For more information, call 643-3416. All proceeds go to help support the 4-H program in Hamilton County. There is a multi-county field trip planned. Join fellow 4-H'ers for a fun-filled day in Evansville, Indiana on June 23rd. First, we will be delivering the items that we have been collecting for the Ronald McDonald House. Staff there will be offering a tour of the house and will explain their mission. Then we will head to lunch at G.D. Ritzy's for some downtime. Finally, in the afternoon, we will be touring Evansville Countryside Orchard, where we will learn about unique aspects of farming at the orchard. This is scheduled for June 23rd, and we will all plan to meet at the Ronald McDonald House at 10 a.m. If you would need a ride or accommodations, contact your local extension office. The citywide cleanup is this week. It will be at 312 West Market, which is the light plant. It runs from May 28th to May 31st, Wednesday through Friday, is 7:45 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and then on Saturday, 7:45 a.m. until 12 noon. Cleanup will not include batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TVs, any liquid or yard waste, and doors on white goods must be securely fastened or removed. And remember, there's no after-hours dumping. If you do need assistance getting items to the light plant, we have a couple of churches that have volunteered to help. What you will need to do is call City Hall at 643-2723 and ask to be put on the pickup list. We will need your name, your address, your phone number, and what assistance you need. We will forward this information to the volunteers. And remember, this is for residents within city limits only. The fair is rapidly approaching here in Hamilton County. And this year, the 4-H Fair will kick off the actual Hamilton County Fair. 4-H'ers need to show up at the fairgrounds on June 2nd at 9 a.m. to have the cleanup. And then on June 5th, we will hold our rabbit show at 9 a.m. and then the dog, cat, and small pet show at 10:30. The livestock show will kick off at 7, followed by the hospitality tent at 1, awards at 1:30, and the 4-H livestock auction at 2. Then June 9th will be the general project show at 8:30 in the morning and the pork chop dinner on that evening. The Pioneer Country Kids will have the food stand on June 10th, and 4-H will do the rest of the food stand the rest of the week. So come out, enjoy some great activities, and have a great year at this year's Hamilton County 4-H Fair. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.